we are right at the bottom of Beis Hamavayit, going to Chaf Gimel Amanos. If you remember, we were just in the middle of a discussion about that somebody should not be in any way arrogant, he should not say, not demand things from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to demand things from a Kadosh Baruch Hu if you're an important person, unless you're sure you'll be answered, because that's arrogant. Right? Okay, fine. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Rav Chiya bar Avin, Chazina lula Abaye, Verava de Matzle Atzeluye. So, the response was, Rav and Abaye did do the Tefillas HaPayim, meaning, Rav was so important that he didn't do the Tefillas HaPayim. Nobody else was that important, and therefore even the other Amoraim could do the Tefillas HaPayim, Kol Shekein Anu. B'Yom Tov Chamisha, B'Yom Kippur Mishisha, V'chulei. On Yom Tov we read 5 Aliyos, on Yom Kippur we read 6. That's his money. Who says this? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Can't be Rabbi Shmuel, can't be Rabbi Kiva. Why? This Sanya, be Yom Tov Chamisha, be Yom Kippurim Shisha, v'shala Shiva, in Poksim, and Mein Misif, and the Rabbi Shmuel. On Yom Tov, there's 5 Aliyahs, on Yom Kippur, there are 6, on Shabbos, there are 7. Sounds like a Mishnah, right? Except, in Poksim, Mein Misif, and you can't add. Well, you can't add, you can't take away. Exactly 5, exactly 6, exactly 7 Aliyahs. Right? Our Mishnah says that you can add Aliyahs. Now that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yom Tov Chamisha, Yom Kippur Shiva, Shabbos Shisha. Rabbi Kiva says on Yom Tov there are 5, on Yom Kippur there are 7, on Shabbos there are 6. Right? In Poksin Me'anavel, Mizivin Aleihen, you can't take away, but you can add. Right? So each one says something, one half like the Mishnah, and the other half not like the Mishnah. This is Maznizi Man. Who said this Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel Kashya Tosefes. If you think it's Rabbi Shmuel, then there's a contradiction on the issue of adding aliyos. Rabbi Kiva Kashya Shisha Veshiva. If it's Rabbi Kiva, then Shabbos and Yom Kippur are different to what it says in the Mishnah. Amar Rava Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. But Yom Tov Chamisha of Yom Kippur and Shisha Veshava Shiva in Berchlim and Avon Misif and Aliyam Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Right. So Rava said, this is a Tana from the base Midrash of Rabbi Shmuel, and he said exactly what our Mishnah said. On Yom Tov there's 5, on Yom Kippur there are 6, and on Shabbos there are 7, and you can add Aliyos, right? So the Gemara says, wait, Kashi, the Rabbi Shmuel, there's a contradiction between two statements of Rabbi Shmuel. On the issue of adding Aliyos. The Tritanai Ali, but Rabbi Shmuel, the answer is, there are two separate Masoros about what my Rabbi Shmuel said. Our Mishnah has one, that Brisa has another. Okay? Man tana lahadas anya b'yom tov ma'acharin lavo memarin latzeis b'yom kippurim memarin lavo ma'acharin latzeis v'shas memarin lavo memarin latzeis. So, who is the Tana who says that on Yom Tov we get to shul late and we leave early? Why? Because we want to have more simchas Yom Tov, right? Therefore, we want to spend more time rejoicing, not davening. On Yom Kippur, we try to get there early. And we leave very late, because there's nothing else to do, right? And on Shabbos, we try to get there early, because davening is important, but you also don't want to stay too long with the Vonek Shabbos. Who's the person who said that? Lema Rabbi Akiva de Isle Gabi Yisgavri Yisera. So, maybe you'll say that this is in fact the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds a din called Gavra Yesira. Right? He adds, let's say, another Aliyah on Yom Kippur. So maybe all this is talking about how long it takes to... how much longer you spend because you spend extra time on Aliyahs. Right? On Yom Kippur, you spend lots of extra time because of the extra Aliyah. Presumably, is the logic. A field tamer Rabbi Yishmael. No, maybe it's really Rabbi Yishmael. The Shanafish Sidura de Yom. Rabbi Yishmael... Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur is garnished compared to the rest of davening. Davening on Yom Kippur is long, right? Kriyas HaTorah is a very small part of it. Hani Shlusha Chamisha Veshiva Keneged Mi. So the Gemara says, these numbers for the Aliyos, where they come from? Pligi Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani Rechad De'imbe. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani and somebody who was with him, right, had an argument on this issue. Omanu Rabbi Shimon bar Benfazi, and it was Rabbi Shimon ben Fazi. You argued Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani. Rabbi Shimon ben Fazi vechadeime. Maybe it was Rabbi Shimon ben Fazi and somebody who hang out with him. Omanu Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani, and it was actually Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani. Ve'amrila Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani. Maybe it was Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Okay. Chad Amar Kenegad Birkas Kanim, Chad Amar Kenegad Shloisha Shem Rehatzaf. Right. One of them said it's because of the three psukim in Birkas Chatanim. That's why you have three aliyos. Another says it's because of the three Shomrei HaSaf. You mean, does anybody know what the Shomrei HaSaf are? Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. One says it's because of Birkas Kohanim, because there are three words in the first pasuk, and five words in the second pasuk, and seven words in the third pasuk. That's why three, five, and seven. Right, Shloisha Shomrei HaSaf are the three people who guard the rose in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Chamisha Meroei Pnei HaMelech. Right, the five people who have instant access to the king. Right, in Persia, there were five people who were especially important, right, instant access to the king. And then the seven people who had very good access. There were five people who had super access, and there were another two who had slightly worse access than the other five. Okay? Tani Rav Yosef, Shlesha, Chamisha Vashiva, Shlesha Shomrei HaSaf. Right? Chamisha Meroe Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Meroe Pnei HaMelech. Yosef says the same thing, right? Amarle Abai said to him, Ad Ha'idna Mai Taima Loi Parish Lan Maris. Why didn't you tell us this before? It's such good Torah. Why didn't you tell us this on a previous occasion? Amarle Lo Habiadan Detzarichisula. I didn't know you didn't need to notice. I didn't know you weren't aware of this Torah. Or Mi Ba'isu Minai Milsa Vele Amri. Did you ever ask me something and I didn't tell you the answer? Amar le Yaakov mina ale Rav Yehuda. Yaakov, who was a min, he was a heretic, said to Rav Yehuda, note, a min chazal usually a Christian. Right, it was in the days before Christians had totally split up from Jews. There was still a lot of going back and forth. They were, you know, meshechistim, pachot yoter. Right? By the way, ad kidei kach, the word Christian in Greek actually means meshechist. That's like literally what it means, messianic. Right? Anyway, so... And no, so a Christian asked Rav Yehuda, right? Hani shisha the Yom Kippurim connected me. Why six aliyos in Yom Kippur? Right, we've answered why three, why five, and why seven. Why six? Amar lei connected shisha she'amdu mimino she'i Ezra ve'shisha mismoilo. Because there were six people who stood to Ezra's right, and six of these people who stood to Ezra's left during what was called the Maimed Ha'amana, when we have really the first incident of somebody coming down and writing down Torah Shebal Peh. Right, Ezra came and gave a bunch of rules, right, which he understood. It was called Maimed Ha'amana, that people should keep. The most famous among them easily is that they should not marry Goyisha women. Yeah? Because if you have learned Sefer Ezra, all the people were in fact married to, many of the people in Yerushalayim were in fact married to Shiksas, and so Ezra came along and said, no, that's us. Right, and you have to separate from them, you have to send them away, v'chulei. So because there were six on either side of him, that's why six aliyos on Yom Kippur. Sh'ne'emar v'yamedet Rav Ezra sefer al migdal eitz asher asu ledaber v'yamedet zlei matisya v'shama v'aniya v'uriya v'chukya v'masya al yiminoy v'smismaloy p'daya v'mishael v'malchiya v'chusham v'chesh badna zachariya meshulam. There are six on his right. On his left, there are, if you count them, seven. So it says, Haneshiva havu, there are seven. Hainu Zachariah, Hainu Meshulam. Zachariah and Meshulam are the same person. So they really, there were only six. Ve'amai karu Meshulam, then Mishlam Be'uvdei. Why was he called Meshulam? Because he was perfectly behaved. Everything he did was perfect. He was a true tzaddik. Okay. Fine, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanon, we have a brisa, kol olam the minyan shiva, v'ilukhatan v'afil isha. This is a very, very famous Gemara. We are going to stop for 2 seconds to explain something very important about this Gemara, which you've all heard about already, right? Anybody can count for an aliyah to the Torah, except, including a katan, including a small child, including a woman, right? But the Chacham said that a woman can't read the Torah because of kavod hatzibur. Right? What does that mean? So, this has led to people bizman hazeh saying the following Torah, right? If the tzibur is mochel, a woman can get an aliyah. Right? Now, for sure, a woman can't get one of the first three aliyahs. Right? There's no question. We'll see that in a minute. But after that, right? That's the verse. This is not correct. Right? If anybody is interested, I'm happy to send you my Daf Makoros, the Daf Makoros that I got ready on it, right, where you can see the Deos inside. Suffice to say that throughout the generations, literally from the time of the earliest Rishonim, this question has been discussed, and everybody agreed that a woman may under no circumstances receive an Aliyah. The explanation given is that when we're talking about covered tzibur, it doesn't mean you're covered for the tzibur, in which case, sure, the tzibur can be meichel. It's the tzibur is covered for Hashem, and that the tzibur has no right to be meichel for obvious reasons. Okay? By the way, the simplest explanation of why it would be a problem in terms of the tzibur is covered for Hashem is because we're talking about a public demonstration of Talmud Torah, and then somebody who's not even obligated in Talmud Torah performing it is Echshul Lanayim. Okay? Fine. Ibailahu, they said, Maftir Malshi Yalei Minyan Shiva. They said, what does the Maftir count for the first... For one of the seven aliyahs. There is a shayla in Rishonim, what does it mean? Does maftir mean what we call maftir, meaning the aliyah that the person who gets haftorah gets? Or does it mean the haftorah? Right, so we're maftir, and we assume that it is the person, the aliyah in the Torah that somebody got the haftorah gets, because anyway you can add an aliyah. So worst case scenario, you add an eighth aliyah, or a seventh aliyah, or a sixth aliyah, but on Yom Tov, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, you can add an aliyah, so it's no problem, right? Or maybe, and if not, then you're really required. Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Chanamar, Olev, Chanamar, one said that they don't, one of Rav Huna and one of Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Huna said that it counts, and one said, no, it doesn't count. Mandama Ola, the Hakari, Mandama, you know, the Kidda Ula, the Amar Ula, the Mama, Mafti, the Navi Tarik, Shikra, the Torah, the Lam, the Nekoida Torah. Okay, and then Mishum Goya Torah, Leminyana, Lisa, it says the Gemara, right? It doesn't count to the seven aliyos. Why? Because Ullah said that the reason why somebody who reads from the Navi, who does read after Torah, has to read an aliyah from the Torah first, is because it shouldn't be that he only read from the Navi. He has to read from the Torah as well. Otherwise, it's disgraceful to the Torah. It's like he's showing that he likes the Navi more. Right? Since it's only for that reason, it doesn't count towards the count of the aliyos. Yeah? The Maftir Manavi, somebody reads in Torah, should not read less than 21 psukim. Why? Because that's 7 aliyos. 3 times 7 is 21. Right, so that's compared to 7 aliyos, the basic idea of Chris Torah Shabbos. It says, and if it was really that, you know, that we have an extra aliyah in the Torah going, then it should be 20. 4 psukim, not 21. It's kevan de mishum koi torahu kenegdai nami lebai. Since the whole point of that extra aliyah was just because of kavod Torah, no big deal, right? It doesn't count towards the count of the psukim. Shkoyach, gentlemen. We will continue, please God, tomorrow. What's happening for tomorrow?